everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, I'm super excited. I got my sis here in the coaching game. Her name is Amber Mabry. She is a dynamic wife, mompreneur, and co-author who enjoys being creative, expanding her entrepreneurial lifestyle, meeting people, and connecting with big thinkers. Amber is the owner of A. Payne's Designs, where she serves nonprofit organizations, entrepreneurs, and business owners with professional graphic design and marketing solutions. Amber is an out-the-box leader who enjoys immersing herself into projects of kindness and service. In recent years, she became known as a vision catalyst and community builder. In 2017, she raised thousands of dollars for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, a nonprofit dedicated to creating a world without blood cancer. As a leader in the Men and Women of the Year 10-week fundraising campaign, in 2020, she created a relationship platform called Marriage the Real Talk, which quickly grew to over 1,000 members to support growth in relationships of all statuses. In the near future, she will launch Vision Defined Women to help women thrive in all aspects of their life by providing hands-on accountability, business, marketing, wellness, health, and vision planning support. Amber works hard to maintain her reputation of excellence, and most would agree, Amber exemplifies her personal life motto, live out loud and be unapologetically great. Welcome, sis, to I Am Becoming. I'm super excited to have you here. Thank you for joining us, Queen.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I definitely believe that someone is going to level up because of your story, because of your drive. They're going to connect with you. What are some things to consider when branding your business, and how can you stand out from the crowd with your graphics?
So that is an awesome, awesome question. It's often something I'm helping my clients with. So first of all, I think sometimes we throw that branding word around so frequently that people forget the it's a simplistic concept. And in my opinion, branding is really creating the perception we want others to perceive of us, you know, but with intention, right? So when it comes to branding our business, number one, we have to recognize we are our brand first. You are your brand first. I'll give a quick example. Oprah Winfrey, before she had Harpo and all these products and all these other things, and even to this day, Oprah's kind of behind the scenes now, but if she show up tomorrow and say, everybody, I want you to boom, 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 here's a website, guess what? In a matter of minutes, it's going to be sold out. Why? She has built her brand. She has built a power brand through her. She is her brand. So in the same way for us, we are our brand first. When it comes to building our business, recognizing that truth. Number two, recognizing we need to be confident and know who we are. And so one of the things I often do is I have a service called vision mapping with my clients where we sit down together for an hour and we help to identify and narrow down where are you at and where do you want to go. Why is that important? Because until you know where you want to go, I really don't need to help you do any graphic design or marketing, anything. It's going to be a waste of time. And so similar to like what I was saying, I have two kids. And in birthing, I had my husband there. I had a midwife. I had a doula. They could not birth my children for me, but they were there as support. So the same way as your graphic designer, your photographer, your vision coach, or whatever you, whoever you hire, we are here in support of what you want to do, in support of the brand you're trying to develop. And so I would just say those are the main key things, is knowing you're your brand first and being confident in who you are. And then the other thing is making sure you recognize that to stand out, we have to really know who we are. Like that self-awareness piece is huge. In regards to standing out with graphics specifically, I would say, you know, start where you're at. If that's the Vistaprint, if that's a Canva, if that's, you know, the free things, but recognize that free means everybody, it's free, not just to you, it's free to everybody. And so you do need to find ways to make things uniquely yours. And when needed, don't be afraid to invite in people like myself or people like Alonda to help you finesse that brand, whether it be with design, marketing, how to write copy, right? How you speak to your friends may not be how you need to speak to your your business colleagues or your prospective clients. And so it, you know, just working through all of that, I could say so much more when it comes to branding your business and graphics, but I'm gonna pause there. I'll throw it back to you.
Listen, I wish you could say it again for the people in the back, but listen, y'all, this is so important what she just said, because I'm trying to tell you, I've been guilty of it when I was younger in business, earlier in my business days, but younger, like I've been in the game for 21 years, y'all. Like I'm talking about when I came in the game, I was like 16. So yeah, I fumbled a couple of bags, but listen, I want you guys to know, even with me, people always ask me all the time, like, what do I do with the image consulting and coaching? You have to find out who you are, because people buy you before they buy your product. They want to know who you are. If you know me in real life, you know that I'm always coming with some type of pop element. If you see me with my eyes made up, I'm going to do a simple lip, but my eyes are going to be popping. It's going to be a color because that's my personality, right? So, yeah. Or if all of that is basic or plain, then I'm going to come with a popping lip. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. You're going to know that. And before that, I used to have this thing called shoe ministry, because I'm really, really into shoes. I mean, like, not just any kind of shoes. I mean, like, really unique shoes. So you're going to see me with some really unique shoes on when I get dressed. Like, those are the things that you know me as. But I'm a really unique individual. I'm a really, really serious, extreme creative, right? So I'm very clear with that vision and with that brand. So even when I go into the graphics room and I go with my designer, he's like, oh, God, I know. Look, my designer is like, listen, this is going to be a project. It's going to be creative. And he even says, like, I always push him creatively because I'm so creative. So guys, make sure, she used the analogy about pushing your baby. I use that a lot too as well. But the midwife, the husband, the doula, none of those can do anything until she decided that she wanted to push. And well, so come on. You can't even come sit with a coach or a designer until you are ready. Like, listen, you can come and not have the tools. You can come and not have the know-how. But you got to come with a decision that you are ready to decide and you are ready to show up and you're ready to act. That's when you come to somebody like us. When you're ready to enter, and you're like, okay, I'm ready to have a baby. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You may not have a partner yet, but you decide, like, okay, I'm okay if it happens, right? Don't fumble the bag.
The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Light Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Light Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelightsundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Light Sunday Collection. The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. We are back from break, and we have the lovely Miss Amber Mabry from A-Pain Design. And listen, if you are just tuning in, I'm going to need you to go back and start from the beginning and get your pen and paper, because she just dropped some gems. So before we went to break, you were talking about how to show up in your brand. I know that how you brand yourself is being authentically you. You wear many hats as a wife, a mompreneur, a mother, and a host of a show. I want to know, how do you stay true to you authentically with all the hats that you wear? And how do you give every role its proper place?
Every role is proper place. Come on, details. Details make the difference, huh? for me, being authentic means, again, like I was saying before, knowing who I am, knowing what I possess, knowing my character, knowing my experience, all of these different things, knowing my personality, sitting with myself for one. But even more than that, knowing that, and connecting with the Lord and getting his guidance on what and how, when to move. It's a lot. It's a lot to say.
Sit with yourself. That was major. We can't brush by that. Sit with yourself.
That means go sit down. Okay, go sit down.
Yes.
because
the meditation
a lot of times
room is waiting.
A lot of times we're doing a lot, but are you really present, you know? So I can say a lot, but let me just give the short end of it. It's being present. I'm really learning how to be more present, being more aware of my strengths and learning to lean into them, learning when to go and when to not go, you know, learning when to rest and knowing when to move. And I actually read something earlier today that I thought would be perfect in sharing here. A lady by the name of Dr. Faith sends me emails here and there, and she's talking about seasons, and she's talking about discerning the seasons that we're in. And I just thought that was so perfect, because that's really how I am constantly working towards often being authentic and being consistent in being authentic, is recognizing each season is going to be different. You know, in some seasons you can maybe do two or three things. In some seasons you might just need to do one, but being okay with that. Another thing that I can say that might help somebody out here is recognize the mindset of graduation is not really a real mindset. What I mean by that is divorce the graduation mindset that, oh, I need to do this and this and this, and then I'll graduate and I'll just be over. Or, oh, you know, graduation is only good for school. Life, we don't graduate from everything. Every day you got to wake up and be consistent with something. Every day you got to forgive. Every day you got to prepare your schedule. Every day you got to keep focusing in on the things that we need to complete. And so I feel like I'm going on the bunny trail. Let me bring it back in even further in regards to grace. So in wearing these hats, going where the grace is, it's a phrase me and my girlfriend frequently use, which really means to be authentic, go where the grace is. Go where the grace is and just stay there. I'll stop there.
A word. That is a whole, listen, y'all. You better listen, in 2022, you better get some grace in your life, because listen, grace covers a multitude of sins. God said his grace is sufficient. You hear me? And you're going to need grace. You're going to need grace, and you're going to need to give grace. Like, you got to walk with grace if you're going to walk in excellence. And grace is necessary. It is like the seasoning salt to every recipe. Okay? Mm-hmm. Seriously. Yep. And especially for yourself.
Yes.
Especially for yourself. Like, people ask me a lot too, like, how do I do so much? Because listen, as hard as I go, if my body says today, sis, we can't do it, we don't do it.
Talk about it.
Like, and it will come to an abrupt halt. Like, we need a nap and we gonna lay down.
Yep. That's what we gonna do.
And it's okay. It is okay to take the cape off. It's okay to take the business hat off. It's okay to put the phone down. It's okay to rest your brain. It's okay to rest your body. We need to normalize that. Because even a car needs maintenance. You can't run a car without oil. It won't drive without gas. The wheel won't turn without power steering fluid.
Come on.
It needs brakes to stop. You need new tires. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, so you have, everything has its proper care in order to flow smoothly. So, you know, you got to make sure you're walking in grace. I love that. That is so on point and powerful. So I want to know, what was your inspiration for starting a Marriage Real Talk show in your group? And what have you found helpful from it to balance the wife, mom, entrepreneur life?
Okay, I'll give you the first answer. So Marriage Real Talk is my online platform that helps people just have common conversations, whether you're single, married, divorced, widowed, separated, doesn't really matter. I just really believe that we all can learn from each other. And so many times we don't come together just to do just learn. You know what I mean? We may not always agree. Your experience may be totally different than mine, but I felt like we should always have a place to do that. So how it came about, I got married in 2012. Before I got married, I was like, man, I want to see what it's like, this behind the scenes of married life, you know? Now, I did grow up in a family with a husband and wife and my siblings. My parents are still married 40 plus years at this point. And so I had a living example per se, but that real, like the ins and outs, I just felt like it would be nice to see a diverse range of like how people do life as a married couple. And so back then, as opposed to get started, I never did it. Fast forward, you know, right before the pandemic, I was like, man, I really want to get women together and learn. I'm just a lifelong learner. I just say that. So I love creating things. I love fellowship and getting people together. And so I had planned to put this together. We were about to have our first event. I think it was April the 4th, right before the pandemic. And we had scheduled at the library to have this event. I wanted it to be like 20, 30 women in person, just, you know, talking and sharing. And boom, COVID came in and shut everything down. The library cut down all reservations. And we were like, okay, well, I guess we're going online. Fast forward now, we had people coming like, well, we need men to be involved in this and this. And it's just evolved. It just organically has evolved. We are now well over 1,000 members in our group. And it's just so much fun. And so in regards to how it got started because I had the idea of gathering people and learning. How has the group been beneficial to me and also helping me to balance this juggle of wife, mom, entrepreneur? I guess it just gives me different perspectives. One of the scriptures I always thought about before I started it, and even now, is we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And though that scripture has an alignment of what Christ Jesus has done for those of us who believe and have received him, to me, that latter part of the testimony, it really struck home for me that there's so many things that I feel like we as humans, we as just people of different cultures or whatever, we don't really get because we won't sit down and one, listen, but even more, we don't create circles where we can actually share, you know? And so that's kind of where that came in mind, that I want to hear your testimony. We welcome your thoughts. How do you feel about this, this, and this? Again, not for the sake of agreement, because heck, most people don't agree on a lot of things, but you can still learn from it. Oh, I had a divorce, or I did this, or this happened to me, or this is what happened in my life when my husband passed away suddenly. You know, these are things that I never thought about, but if I could go back, I would think about, well, maybe I should think about some of these things. Or, you know, these are the things that could have helped me not get a divorce because I was too naive or I was too self-centered or whatever. Sometimes you just need a different perspective to just learn from. And so Having all of these people and the contests and the conversations is definitely helping me to have an even more diverse viewpoint in regards to relationships, and then even more encouraging me to press into the Lord, because it's a big thing to serve people, whether it be something as candid as conversations. I really aim for excellence, and I aim to do things that will bring glory to God. So it definitely helps me to focus inward even the more to produce those things that people will not only enjoy, but that will help them in the long run in their relationships and wherever else it might take them. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's super good. And your community is very engaging. It is very thought-provoking, and it's definitely a chill. It's a vibe. It definitely, definitely is. So I always ask our guests, like, what advice would you give to your younger self or a becomer listening that may be like you about leaping into their becoming and becoming authentic?
I would say, number one, slow down. If I was talking to my younger self, well, I can't say that because I kind of pace out a lot of things. Like, I got married young, but we waited 5 years to have our first kid. I had finished college. I kind of paced everything out. It took several years to before we bought a home, and then, you know, we paid our cars off. So I'm the type of person, I kind of space things out. I'm not the person who does everything fast. And kudos to those who got married, had a kid, bought a house, and had a dog all in 12 months. Like, kudos to you. You're on a whole nother level. But that's a lot of shifts. That's a lot of change all at once. So for me, I can't say that I'm trying to think advice I would give myself. I think just continue to enjoy the journey. I would just say, one, take your time, like I'm saying. You know, don't get so wrapped up in the culture. Don't get wrapped up in your age. Oh, by this age, I thought I would be. Your journey is not her journey. Your journey is not his journey. Enjoy your journey. Stay in your lane, you know? And if you don't know what that means, jump in the car tonight, tomorrow, this morning, whatever time it is in your time zone, and jump in and see if you can be in her lane, his lane, the truck driver's lane all at the same time, looking backwards and driving forward all at the same time. You'd be dead. But for some reason, when we're doing our life, so to speak, we looking all around at everybody else. Take your time. Get in your lane. Don't get wrapped up in the culture. No, sit down and get to know, who are you? What greatness has God already put in you that you have not even discovered? I really believe we all have treasures. We have gems. They're stored up on the inside. But we got to go and dig them out. And so many times we spend in our time with dead-end people, watching TV and listening to political jargon that's doing nothing but making us depressed. And we're just stuck. And it's like God has given us so much greatness, but instead of really spending time with ourselves and discovering who we are and then going out and being great with what we already have, right? I'm not even saying go do anything new. I really believe, and I don't want to get super hyped because I get hyped on this, but I really believe we all have our greatness and stillness before we get here. And a lot of times we don't recognize it because our parents or leaders or whoever didn't recognize it and help cultivate it. But I bet my kids, my 4-year-old and my almost 1-year-old, they will know before they get in middle school who they are, because I'm paying attention. You are good at this, son. You should try this, honey. We need to invest you in this, huh? You need to start this business. You need to cultivate these gifts so that by the time we got it backwards, y'all, we wait until we 18 to figure out, well, what do you want to do when you grow up? Have you watched Shark Tank? We got 9-year-olds, 7-year-olds out here beasting this thing. And I'm not just talking about business, but I'm talking about knowing your greatness, tapping into it, not waiting for man, not waiting for woman, not waiting for pastor, not waiting for nobody to tap you on the back, give you a prophecy, spread a word over you on what you need to do. Your greatness is in you. If your kids are organized and like being creative, tap into that. You know what I mean?
Come on,
in the same way, becoming and leaping means, one, you sitting down long enough to recognize what's in you. And if you can't see it, maybe you do need to tap into your parents or your spouse or get a coach or a counselor or somebody to help you work on that. But that inward work, you got to do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to leaping into the becoming and enjoying it and all of that, for me, the enjoyment comes with me knowing, man, I am good at this, this, and this. And this is another thing, and I'll throw it back to you. I don't even compete with nobody else. I feel like when we get so into our authentically becoming, if we want to coin it that way, we don't need to compete. I don't need to compete with nobody. I tell people all the time,
you is a full-time job.
That for sure. But when you know who you are, there is no competition. I feel like everything I provide, whether it be guidance, coaching, marketing, whatever Amber's name is connected to, it's an Amber experience, baby. You can't get this nowhere else. So I'm not trying to be no one else. Don't get me wrong. I do have people I look up to and stuff, but I ain't trying to be them. I know God put greatness right here in this skin, right? I'm good right where I'm at. And so when we can recognize who we are and whose we are, we will become authentic because we know who we are. And that's it. So I would tell you, if you listening and you ready, like she said, nobody can make you be ready to birth. But when you get tired and you get sick and tired of not becoming what you said you was going to become 5, 10, 30 years ago, you got to show up for yourself and recognize your greatness and stop waiting for somebody else to acknowledge it and just go be. Period.
Man,
back to you, sis.
Hey, so you know we related in real life. I'm just kidding. Right. No, but y'all see, we sound just alike, so you know we about this life. But listen, you guys know I wrote in Step Into Leadership Greatness, Becoming Empowered to Lead, that what I was talking about in Becoming Empowered to Lead is that leadership is your birthright. You don't need a cosign. God already cosigned you. He already approved you when he sent you here to earth. Everything you need is already within you. And y'all know I tell y'all that all the time because I believe it. I believe it. He sent you here equipped. And the only thing that people do is help you have experiences that unlock whatever is inside of you. It's like every person you meet turns that combination just a little bit, right? And it's all of your life experiences are getting you to that one turn where the whole entire lock pops. It's the aha moment when you realize, like, oh, I'm the plug. Like, I'm it, right? And it's so, like, that is so real. And we also, as parents, because we're moms, and, you know, I've said this also as well, that I want to challenge parents, right, to make sure that you are putting that time into your kids to cultivate who they already are, because they came here a leader. They even say in the books, they tell you that kids are already who they are at the age of 5. I can tell you, I have a 5-year-old. My 5-year-old is the same person she was the day she popped out.
Honey, they come out ready.
Yes. Her personality was just as big on day one when the air hit her lungs as it is today. As a kindergartner, I can tell you that for sure. She came here already pre-assembled and ready to go. All of my kids are great, and they're not just great because they are me. I tell God every night, thank you for entrusting me with greatness. I get to serve them as their mom because God gave me something so precious. They all are leaders in their own right. And I feel like we need to tap into that. We need to be telling our kids as we build their self-esteem that they are already it.
Yep.
So, sis, tell us where we can find you on social media, how we can get in touch with you, what you got going on next so we can support you in that. Because we got to get ready to get out of here.
Okay, I'll be real quick. Thank you so much. So you can follow me on any social media network, really. IG, Facebook, YouTube. You can connect with me on my main website, which is Amber Mabry Thrives. Just AmberMabryThrives.com. What's coming up, man? I think I'm going to go ahead and finish my book real soon. It's going to be focused on several things. I'm not going to drop the names and details yet, but just stay tuned. If you want to join my mailing list, you can do so at AmberMabryThrives.com. And then, like she said before, if you are just wanting a fun community to be a part of, singles, married, divorced, widow, separated, doesn't even matter. We might need your story. So go ahead and come on and join our Marriage Real Talk group. It's just a private group on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/marriage-real-talk. And we would love to have you a part of the community. And that's about it. So thank you again, Alondra, for allowing me to be here today.
No, thank you, Queen. It was a pleasure. And I definitely believe that someone is going to level up because of your story, because of your drive. They're going to connect with you because it's necessary, right? We're all change agents. We are definitely conduits. Mm-hmm. You guys know that you can always find me on Facebook and Instagram under I Must Become the number one. You can find me on my website, imustbecome.com. Listen, I'm getting ready to open up my coaching books because, listen, I feel like 2022 is about to be a year of amazing impact. And I definitely want to help be somebody that helps turn your lock so you can pop and know that you're it, because I believe in you. I'm rooting for you. So definitely go to my website, book a session with me. If you know someone who has a story that needs to be told, I have some amazing things that I'm getting ready to announce here. So you definitely want to stay tuned and be connected. I got two new books getting ready to drop before the end of the year. Actually, the one is going to be released next month. So Memoirs of a Modern Proverbs Woman is coming, y'all. I'm super excited for you to tap into the things that I'm doing, because I do everything with purpose. It's not about the hustle, it's not about a gimmick. I want you to remember, don't do anything for man's approval, but do everything with man in mind, because we are all an intricate piece of this puzzle in a circle called life. Listen, it's never not a time to become. I don't care what your circumstance is, I don't care what your life was shaped like, you still can be the change. You are the change. Somebody needs to see you take the leap into your becoming so that they know that it's possible. You have endless possibilities in you for yourself, your legacy, and someone else. I love you in real life. Meet me here or beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. to leap into your becoming. Peace.